Well, well, well. Look who's back. It's me, and I'm really low down. My God. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. It's the first one in, what, a year? Something like that. I've tried something different with the lighting. If it doesn't look good, I apologise this episode. But I'm back. Back to Bailey's Boozer. And this is the first Bailey's Boozer of the series. I don't really like doing this season thing, but I kind of have to because I keep leaving very prolonged periods between doing stuff. It is now season 4, I guess. So, hello. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. Where have I been? It's been over a year since I did a podcast episode. The last one I did was actually at the end of 2023. I didn't do a single one last year. Not out of not wanting to. I've been wanting to. Just every week. It didn't work out. It was either there was something wrong with the camera, something wrong with the microphone. I couldn't be bothered. That day I left it too late. I woke up too late. Something came up. It was just, you know, something always came up. But I have been still at uni, still in Brighton. I've moved house. If you couldn't tell, it's very different to the last place. You know, so that's that. But yeah, that is where I've been. I've just been doing uni stuff. It doesn't feel like I've been doing uni stuff. I don't feel like I've been particularly busy. Since the last time that I did an episode, I've had a boxing match. I've climbed Snowdon. I've been to Cyprus. I've been to Berlin. I've done a lot. I've done a lot in the past year, which I kind of realised at the start of the year, I kind of have a little bit of a reflection on everything and go, you know, sometimes I make a video out of it. There is a video that's coming out on Bailey Winch tomorrow, hopefully. So if you want to see that, then go over and have a look. But yeah, last year was a very, very productive year for me. I'm into my last year of uni. I've only got 6 months left, if that actually. At the moment, it looks like I'm going to finish by the 10th of May. And then I'm done with education. Which is scary. It's a scary thought, isn't it? So yeah, that is where I've been. I've just been busy doing other stuff. Trying to get the other channel up and running, but still not really doing that. Procrastinating a lot. It's been a lot. But I'm back now. I'm here. And I'm here for the long run. Let's see if we can make it past 5 episodes this time. Every time I've done Mind the Gap, which is what this channel originally was with Charlie, that made it to 7 episodes, I believe. Season 1 made it to 5 or 6, and season 3 was the same. So if I can get past that, we're already on the up. Bear with me today. I've got a bit of a headache, which usually would put me off it, but it's the new year, new me. So yes, that is what's going on. Given that it is the new year, look at that segue. I am a professional. You couldn't tell it's been a year, could you? Let's have some New Year's resolutions. Everyone sets them. Now, a lot of people are like, I'm going to lose all of my weight over the next year. And then they're eating chocolate on the 2nd of January, maybe 3rd, if they're lucky. Some people will say, you know, I'm going to get a promotion. I'm going to stop drinking. And I think a lot of them are very unrealistic. Saying that, my first one is to get healthy. I think an obsession with numbers is unhealthy. So I am, numbers-wise, a healthy weight. I'm 77, 78 kilos. I kind of stretch between 75 and 78. That's kind of what I maintain a lot of the time. If you think about that and the fact that I am 5 foot 10. I'm not. I'm 5 foot 9 and a half. But 5 foot 10. Why not? We'll say that. Some people will say I'm 5 foot 9. And they'd be lying. I'm not a hobbit, I promise. 75 kilos, fine. I don't know what that is in pounds, but that's a fine weight to be. It's a healthy weight to be. But the problem is what that weight is. A lot of it isn't really in my face. It isn't in my hair, because that's going. You know, there's not a lot of muscle. There's some muscle. There's not a lot of muscle. There's a lot of it around the love handle area, and I'm not particularly happy about that. So just getting healthier. That involves mentally as well, you know, I'm sure I'll talk about it at some point, given that this is a weekly thing I'm going to do, but I've been having a lot of mental health stuff over the past year, whether that be depression, well, what I thought, you know, looking back on, probably was. A lot of anxiety stuff has been going on as well. So sorting myself out is the layman's term of what I would say. Just, you know, sort myself out. I'm going to be an adult working in 6 months' time. So, you know, I should probably sort that out as well. So I'm getting back into this. So I do have notes and, like, topics over here on my laptop, which, actually, now I think about it, could that help with the lighting? Is that better? I think that's better. Sorry about the start. Bit dark. I do have my desk set up is here on this side of me. You know, just over there somewhere. God, I wish I had some arm muscles so that would actually look okay. So my lighting's all over there and I don't have any here. And it's like behind the desk, so I'd have to take it out every time. And obviously because I'm doing this once a week, I don't want to be reshifting everything every week. I kind of want to just be able to sit down and do it. So hopefully this looks okay. Anyway, another New Year's resolution is I want to upload 50 videos. Not on this channel. This channel, the aim is, it's the 5th of January today, so 360, oh no, because I'm going to take a break in September. Almost every day, videos, whether that be a full episode every week and then 6 clips in the week from that episode. That is the goal. Will that happen? Hopefully. My plan is I'm going to record and then make the clips straight away afterwards, so that I don't have to, you know, it's a 1 week thing. Once a week for like 3 hours is all this takes. So yeah, but on my main channel, I uploaded 28 videos this year, which isn't enough. For if I want to actually make it a thing, I need to be uploading more than that. Bloody pillow. So 50 is the goal. I currently have it scheduled and slated in to be about roughly 90, but I know that there will be some weeks where things don't plan out, where, you know, I can't be bothered to do it, which is an awful mindset. But, you know, I think this perception that you can never not be asked to do something is wrong. Some days, stuff happens, and then I can't be bothered. And I think it's less I can't be bothered. It's more my mind's occupied, and I'm worn out, and I just can't. If I want to give the energy that I want to give, it just won't happen. So, yeah, that's the plan. I want to do 50 videos. There should be 8 out this month, including the one that's out tomorrow, the 6th of January, if you're watching this, not on the 5th of January. So hopefully 50 videos this year, if not more. That'd be great. That'd be really good. I think I've got 10 planned, 12 planned, 8 properly planned. And then, you know, I've got hundreds of ideas. It's just about actually organising them and whether or not some of them I can't do and have the money to do. They're like, you know, down the road, if I make money from this, I'll do them ideas. But right now, these are the ones I can do. So, yeah, that is the plan. Another thing, resolution, is to actually graduate. I am supposed to graduate in July this year. I've got my dissertation and everything in at the start of May. And then the 20-something of July, I'll graduate. I'll have a degree. I'll be a graduate. I will be a Bachelor of Science. What a title. So that'll be interesting. But to actually graduate and get a decent... I'm aiming for a 2-1. So that's another part of that resolution, is get the 2-1 that I want. Reason I'm not aiming for a first is because I had one module in second year that I didn't pay enough attention to, left it to the last minute, procrastinated as much as I possibly can. Yes, I was having some difficulties, let's say, mentally at the time. But that kind of screwed me for the whole degree, I guess, because that module was just, I passed it, but just. And a pass is what we call a third. And realistically, I needed a 2-2 on everything that year, if not more, to possibly get a first. And even then, that would be a stretch. So 2-1 is the achievable goal that isn't so achievable that it's easy, if you know what I mean. So the other thing as well is visit 5 countries. I'm supposed to be going traveling in September, which is when this break that I've mentioned will likely occur. Not likely, definitely occur. I'm not carting this stuff round. Europe. So the plan is currently 10 countries or 8 countries, one of them, between 7 and 10 countries. Plus, I'm already booked to go up to Scotland, which I've never been to, in a few weeks' time. I might be going back to Madeira for a little bit. Jersey doesn't count. I might pop over to France. I say pop over. If I'm in Jersey, it's a hour boat, and it's a relatively cheap boat, so it's not out of the realms of possibility. So 5 countries is the goal. If I can book, I'm supposed to be booking my interrailing, which is what I'm doing, in 2 weeks' time. So if that gets booked and I just spend the money and don't think about the amount of money that I'm going to have to spend, but just spend the money, then it will be happening. And actually go. That's the other thing. So, yeah, 5 countries. Another one, the second last one, and it's a bit more of a, like a personal one, it's just be more active with my mates. So I'll be honest, in Brighton, in terms of guy mates, not a lot. I didn't and haven't and continue to not branch out enough at uni. And, you know, I've been struggling, as I say, I'll speak about it at another point that isn't the first episode, with anxiety stuff and a lot of, like, you know, they don't actually like me, things like that. So I probably come across quite badly recently, or, you know, grumpy. And that's just that comes with not being great at the time. But I definitely know that whilst I'm here, I let my friendship group in Jersey kind of sit in the background. I don't really speak to them enough. I don't play games with them enough. I've gotten a lot closer with my brothers over the past year or so just by playing games with them. Like twice a week, I'm sure I can add another night where I play with my mates. You know, I love them all, and I saw them over Christmas for the first time since August, and I was like, I don't really know why I don't speak to anyone whilst I'm here. And especially because I'm going back next year, this summer. Oh! sorry, that probably was awful for your ears. But, yeah, so I want to be more active with friends, you know, just speaking to them as much as I can. Problem is some of them are also awful at replying. You know who you are. You begin with an I. You're awful at replying. I love you, mate, but my God, are you awful at replying. So, you know, it goes both ways, but I definitely don't. I don't reach out enough, and I want to, you know. I always have that weird, first time I see them, it's a little bit, not awkward, but like I've missed something. I mean, you can just tell there's something not quite there. It goes within like a couple hours of being around them, but I want to see them more. And, you know, just do more whilst I'm here. I've kind of got this, you know, I'm leaving in 6 months' time. I'm not planning on living in the UK again because, let's be honest, everyone who's here, we all know it's a bit of a shithole. And coming from Jersey, which is, you know, also not amazing, living there, there's definitely a downside to being there, but you know, in the summer, it's lovely to just be there. Might not be doing a whole lot, but it's nice to have sun and a beach. Like, everything is about 5 minutes away from a beach, if that. So, yeah, I kind of want to take advantage of the fact that I'm here, and I'm not gonna have the ease of just being able to get a train up to Scotland and get a train to Wales, where my brother lives. Or, you know, have London about half an hour away, which I still haven't gone up to in the nearly three years I've been living here. Ridiculous. So I need to do that. And that's my resolutions. And one last one is to sort of be more unanchored by the things around me. I kind of let stuff around me get to me all the time and trying to hold me down. And I kind of just need to let it go over my head, you know, just wash off my back. That's what I think. I think what I'm trying to say is that I let things get to me a lot. And I don't know why. I really don't know why. But I want to sort of live by the motto of words are just words. They only have the meaning that you give to them. I just need to let more stuff go, you know, be more blasé about everything, just chill. That's what I need, and I think everyone should live a bit more like that. But, you know, I'm getting old now, I just want a quiet life. But yeah, I definitely did, and sometimes do let stuff that doesn't mean anything get to me all the time. You know, simple stuff, like, I don't know, someone's left something out, and I'm like, suddenly, that's the most important thing in the world. It's just not. It's just not. So I just want to kind of stop that. That'd be great. I'd also probably be, you know, not nice to be around, but nice to be around is definitely not the right thing. I don't think I'm bad to be around. So I just want to chill out, man. Honestly, I just want to chill. So, yeah. On Boxing Day, I went up to my mum's. This is related. And in my family, it's just known. You go to mum's, there's going to be a big argument. If everyone's there, there's going to be an argument. Someone's going to argue with someone. She genuinely went to me, because I was so chilled out, I kind of just, like, being like, do you know what, just, I'm not going to be the one who argues. We didn't end up not having one, which was great, which was lovely. She went, Bailey, are you all right? Yeah, mum, I'm great. Be honest, have you smoked some weed before you've come here? I was like, no, mum, no, I'm fine. Honestly, I'm just calm. She was like, are you sure? I was like, yes, I'm sure. I was driving, that would have been pretty fucking stupid of me. So yeah. Speaking of celebrations, I'm never drinking again. Ever. I say that, I will. But I'm never drinking again. New Year's Eve is one, probably the best New Year's I've had. I never really do anything for New Year's. It's definitely up there. But two, the most drunk I've ever been. I blacked out. I passed out. I don't remember it. So my memory of New Year's Eve genuinely goes 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, Happy New Year's, and then I'm in bed. I don't remember anything. I got to my mate's house about an hour before, maybe 45 minutes before the countdown. Wasn't drunk because I'd driven. I'd had a pint before, which obviously is the legal limit. And I was like, I need to catch up. So I had, in the space of 45 minutes, half a bottle of vodka, like one of those big bottles of vodka as well. I had 5 or 6 shots of Jaeger, another beer, and I had something else, but I can't remember what it was. Alcohol. I can't remember what it was. And obviously, that alcohol doesn't really hit you. For me, about 45 minutes after I've drunk it is when it gets to me. So, funnily enough, all the alcohol that I had in about, probably the space of about 10, 15 minutes when I got there, just hit me all of a sudden. And apparently, I'm the best being sick drunk ever. I didn't get anything on my clothes. But I was being sick. I was being a knob, because of course I was. Then again, some people were being like, Bailey, you're ruining the night by being sick. And I was like, what do you want me to do? I can't not be sick. Like, I'm now at the point where I can't do anything about it. So maybe you should have stopped me drinking and stopped feeding me alcohol then. I was the only way I can describe how bad I was. They called 3 taxis for me. The first 2 said I couldn't get in because I was too, they just wouldn't take me. The third guy was a paramedic or used to be a paramedic or was like a part-time paramedic. I don't know. But that's the only reason he let me in. Was because he knew what to do. And he also didn't mind me being sick in the car for some reason. And I had a bowl. And I also had to stop being sick by that point. But I got home. I then insisted on getting a bath. I apologised to my dad profusely for it. But I insisted on getting in the bath. And that meant that he had to stay up like an extra half hour. This is like 4 o'clock in the morning. I was sick. Not in the bath, thankfully. But in a bucket next to it. Then in the toilet. Then I kind of like waddled downstairs with a towel on, obviously, fell asleep on the couch, slept for about 2 hours, woke up, was sick in the bowl that my dad had thankfully left next to the couch, then waddled again up to the bathroom, was sick of the toilet again, and then went, do you know what, I'm sick of being sick, went downstairs, got a pint of water, chugged it, which obviously, if you've never been in this position, your stomach, anything that goes in, if you're actively still being sick, it will just all come out again. So I was like, I'm going to down a pint of water so that it all goes in and I'm just sick. All of it comes out, which it did, into the toilet. And then I fell asleep. I drew myself another bath and then fell asleep. Now, the reason that I insist on getting a bath is whenever I'm sick, like food poisoning or stomach bug or something, a hot bath seems to help me a lot. Like, I know that's what helps. It's a bit of a weird thing, and it also annoys whoever's with me in the house because, you know, I'm just locked in the bathroom. But I don't know if it's like it helps with the cramping or something. I don't know. But that helps me quite a lot. I fell asleep in the bath, which I then told my dad the next day, and he was like, the whole reason I stayed up half an hour was because I didn't want you to drown, and you fell asleep in the bath. I was like, yeah, that could have been quite bad. But moral of the story, I'm never drinking again. I'm never getting that drunk ever again. I hate it. People always say to me, they're like, oh, you never drink. Like, you never get... Why don't you like getting blackout drunk? One, why do you like getting blackout drunk? You don't remember anything. I don't mind getting to a point where I'm like a little bit wobbly. But as soon as like I can feel the rotation of the earth, that I don't like that. That's the point I know, yeah, okay, nothing else for the rest of the night. And even then, sometimes it's a little bit too close for me. But I think genuinely the point where you're standing and you can feel the earth moving below you is the point where you go, yep, no, I'm good. I'm good now. I don't need anything else. Because if I have anything else, this night is going to end awfully. So people ask me why I don't get smashed all the time. And that's why. I don't like being sick. I don't like blacking out. I like knowing what I'm doing and being conscious. So, yeah. what do you mean? Yeah, it was just awful. Awful. Fun, but awful night at the same time. Again, any of my mates watching, I apologise. I don't remember anything I said, anything I did after the New Year's. Woo. It was still a very good night. Very good night. But I'm never drinking again. I don't have a segue for this next bit. So I'm just going to... I'll get more smooth as the episodes go on. But the next thing is like what I think I'll do after uni at the moment. So I recently... The video that's coming out tomorrow is like an interview with myself a year ago. So I made a video kind of, you know, what am I doing? What am I thinking? Yada, yada, yada. It's more interesting than I'm making it sound. But I had said then, and my plan always was to go and do a master's. I don't think I'm going to. Now, I'm not 100% sure that psychology, as I've been learning it here, is what I want to do. So why would I spend £10,000 on tuition and then another £8,000 to £9,000 on rent and living without being able to work, having to take out a big old loan for something that I'm not sure I want to do? So at the moment, the plan is definitely go back to Jersey in July, permanently in July, as in get all my stuff from here, move it all across. And then after that, I'm going to live at home and work. Whether that is in finance, in psychology. Finance is big in Jersey, if you didn't know. Finance, psychology, media, cafe, like and something. Something that I can find, I will do. So, yeah. This is... That's the plan after uni at the moment. I have no intention of ever living permanently in the mainland UK. England, definitely not, ever again. I'm not being funny. I get that there's all the franchises here, and there's trains, and it's so easy to get around, and there's so much more, but I hate it. It's so... Everything here doesn't work properly. Not saying that it does work properly in Jersey, but it works better, in my opinion, in Jersey than it does here. Everything here does not work, and it's horrific, and that's why I can't live here. It's miserable. I live on the south coast of England, so the hottest, should be the hottest place in England, the nicest weather in England, and it's still crap all the time. And you don't even get the benefit of having the snow. Like, it's snowing at the moment in most of the UK, apart from here. It's just grey. And funnily enough, if you fly, I don't know how many miles, it's like 100 miles down to Jersey, basically northern France, there's sun. I was like, why is there no sun here? Ever. There's sun for about a month. Why would I want to live here? I get paid less here as well. And everything costs so much money. Not that it doesn't in Jersey, but comparatively, I feel like if you get paid £30,000 here, that's about the equivalent to about £50,000 in Jersey. Here, I don't think that goes that far. £50,000 in Jersey, whilst everything costs more, I feel like it goes further than the £30K here. So I don't want to live here. And, you know, that might annoy some people, but I am a British citizen. Get fucked. You can't get rid of me. So, I don't want to live here. I don't think anything works. And I honestly think the UK is going to do nothing but go downhill. So, there we have it. I don't want to live in the UK. Brighton's a nice place. Brighton's lovely. But, and there's, you know, thankfully I've only witnessed like a few crimes and a few things happen. And, you know, that poor guy who got stabbed here last year, I was on the road when that happened, like a little bit further down, but I kind of saw it happening in the distance. Thankfully, that's sort of the only thing I've ever witnessed. You know, assault is what I've seen, obviously, but, you know, the rest of the UK just seems like a cesspit of shit, and I just don't want to be here. Longer than uni, and like long term, I don't think it's a particularly great place to settle down and, you know, raise kids and stuff. So, yeah, that's the plan after uni at the moment. The next thing says year review. I've already done that. Bailey, what's this planning, man? What's this planning? So then the only thing I can kind of think of is that I'm going to be here for what? 5 more months, 6 more months? I've got my last year of uni. It all rides on these next few months. I've got 3 essays to give in the next 10 days. So I need to get started on them, definitely. Not that I have it, I've started. So that kind of hinges the past 6 months are all in these 3 essays. Then I've got a dissertation that I have to do. Not that long. It's only 6,000 words maximum, which is astounding. I thought it'd be about 20. So I'm so happy with that. And then I've got another essay and an exam. And that's me done. My fear is that something that in my family goes wrong and that takes me away from it. You know, that's a selfish thought of mine, but obviously I don't want anything to happen to my family. And if anything did, it would distract me as well. So, you know, I'm hoping nothing does. That I just have a full-on breakdown, that's another fear. I don't think I will. I think I'm doing okay. And I, you know, I'll be man enough to admit that I am looking very close to getting some counselling and some therapy stuff, and I think that's healthy. I think anyone who says that you shouldn't do that, it's not manly to talk about your feelings, go fuck yourself. Yes, it is. Everyone needs it. I think the first thing anyone should do when anything happens, you don't feel okay, you don't feel like you just want to talk to someone, go and see someone. It's so much better. You get it out. And, you know, if it's anything more than just getting it out, being able to talk about it and run through things, then they'll take care of you. So just go do it. I don't think I'll have a huge, massive breakdown. Obviously, the other concern is that I don't find a job until later in the year, October time. I think the meantime, my plan is that I'm going to go back to Jersey in June, and whether that be start a finance job, start a psychology job, or work in a cafe until I find one of the other two jobs. And then just kind of assess from there. But yeah, I fear failing, obviously. I think everyone does. It'd be incredibly difficult for me to fail my degree now. Not that difficult for me to get a bad degree, you know, if I didn't put the effort in, if I don't put the time in. But that's the thing, a lot of it, especially with dissertation stuff, isn't actually effort. It's more time. You just have to put the time in. And the effort, it's, well, this is in my case, the effort and the, I guess, intelligence comes with it. If you're just putting in the time, but I suppose that is kind of effort. So, yeah. But those are my fears for third year. I don't really fear missing out on stuff. I want to do more stuff with people that are here because, you know, I'm going to go longer periods without seeing people that are here now, which is annoying, but, you know, everyone's going to split off and start doing their own stuff. If you stay in contact with them, you stay in contact with them. If they are just a momentary chapter in your life, that's what they are. You know, I don't like thinking of people like that as just characters in a chapter, but some people are just characters in a chapter. Some people aren't in the whole book. And that's okay. That's all right. So, yeah, that is it. I have an announcement. I have two announcements, actually. I am boxing again. On the 29th of March, I am boxing for Cancer Research UK, still in Brighton. It's another three-round white-collar one, head guards, because I like my brain. But I am boxing again. I haven't got the donation link and all that stuff, but once that's all up and running, it'll all be in descriptions and I'll mention it, and that's something for me to talk about in the podcast, how the training's going. So yeah, that is happening on the 27th of March. I am also taking part in the Brighton Marathon 2025. Now you might think, Bailey, you didn't look like you run. And you're right, I didn't run. I've spent the past 2 months doing slow training for it, but I am running the Brighton Marathon 2025. I'm doing this for Alzheimer's, which is personal to me. There's a history of it in my family. Pray, touch wood, that I don't get it one day. But that's what I'm doing it for. I'm aiming to raise £1,000 over the next 3 months. 3 months of doing it. But that is on the 6th of April. So that's right. 1 week, I'm doing boxing. 8 days later, I'm running the marathon. It'll be the most intense week of my life because it's also relatively close to when I'm giving in my dissertations, as in I've got like a month from that point. The marathon is and will be the most challenging thing I've ever done. I am not a natural runner. I have shin splints. I have bits of muscle in my shin that, this is disgusting, kind of poke through the layer. I don't know what the layer is called. The layer, they poke through as I run, which causes pain. I have knee problems. I have hip problems. I have back pain. I am breaking. It's going to be the most difficult thing I've ever done. And I haven't ever really run until a couple months ago. But I am doing it. I got my vest recently, which I will show you once I've put the, I have to iron the name on myself. But it's happening. I'm doing it. 42 kilometres. And another announcement, as I've already started filming it, there will be a documentary that I do. It'll come out on here. You know, it's me who's filming it and editing it and putting it all together. But there will be, hopefully, a near hour and a half long video documentary about it and why I'm doing it and training for it and actually doing it and the whole family background and like everything. And it should be, it's shaping up to be, from what I've seen so far, my best video ever. So I'm hoping, like that it's going to go well. But that is official. I am officially running the Brighton Marathon, and I am officially doing another boxing match. So if you want to come and see the boxing match, message me privately. I'll try and get you some tickets for it. If you want to come and support the marathon, I will be running the whole bloody thing. So you can come and see me anywhere, if you know me, if you don't know me. So that is definitely happening. Why have I put current plan for next year on here? What am I thinking? Oh, just to finish this off, I know this hasn't been a particularly long episode, and I'm just getting back into the swing of it. I've kind of talked a little bit quickly at some points as well. But I saw something today. Messi has been given the Medal of Freedom by Biden. He didn't turn up because of prior commitments. Given the Medal of Freedom. Why? Why did they give Michael J. Fox the same medal? The man who's campaigning and advertising and raising money for Parkinson's. And they give Messi the same thing. I'm a Messi fan. Okay? I think Messi's the GOAT. Why is he getting a Medal of Freedom? What's he done? What's he done for freedom? Huh? I'm pretty sure, I could be wrong, that he put money into a village in Argentina. Then he should get the Argentinian Medal of Freedom. What's he done in the US? He's just playing football. Oh, I don't know. I'll be honest. I don't know what he's doing or why Biden's done that. Then again, Sleepy Joe. Maybe he thinks Messi's someone else. I don't know who. There's not very many short Argentinian men living in the US. Oh, no, actually, there probably are. Stupid thing for me to say. But playing football. What? I was just so confused by it. I saw it on Instagram. I thought I'd mention it. I thought it was the weirdest thing. But he didn't show up for it either. He said, oh, I'm so thankful, but, like, I can't be there. So, like, send it to me in the post? Also, he can't speak that much English. I know he's been living in the US, but he can't speak that much English. What is he supposed to do? Oh, Joe's going in 15 days. Only 15 days left of Joe. He's going to try and ram in as much of his, what he wants to do with the US before that. Whether you agree with it or not, I'm not taking a position. But, oh man, that man, honestly, he's the most unintentionally funny president ever. I think he is funny, and that's whether you want to laugh with him or laugh at him. You can't deny that Trump is an entertaining man. Whether or not you think he should be the president is another thing. But Biden's up there for humour. I don't think he means it, any of it. he's fucking funny. So yeah, that is it for this episode. Let me know what you think of the lighting setup. I feel like I'm way too short in this angle. I can't. I'm a short guy. What do you want me to do? Short king. So yeah, let me know what you thought. I will be back again next week. There'll be clips out all week of this podcast. If you want to watch the little clips, that's more than fine with me, obviously. But welcome back. Hopefully we can make it past 5 episodes. Thank you all for watching so much, and I will see you all again next week. Well, I'll see you tomorrow with a clip, but I will see you all again next week for a new episode. Thank you all for watching. Hopefully I can get some guests on in the future. Bye-bye. Keep on boozing. No, that's awful. Don't ever say that again, mate. You moron.